Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Alien Hunger, a quick start adventure for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1991's Alien Hunger, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Today we're discussing page 60 of Alien Hunger. We're still in the pre-gen player character section. Last time we talked about Flash Simpson, the washed-up football player turned entry-level sales fuckboy. Today we have Flash's character sheet. I argued last time that this book really screwed Flash Simpson, undercutting him on the very few strengths that he is supposed to have. And today we have our evidence in black and white, in dots, the only objective form of truth. Let me show you, as I love to do on this podcast, how right I was, and am, about this issue. We'll just start right at the top. I don't have any big complaints about the physical attributes. Strength 3, Dexterity 3, Stamina 4, with a sturdy specialty. Okay, would have been nice to see some extra points put here, given that his background is that he's an athlete, and someone who had to survive on his own, on streets. So I could have gone with an extra point of Dexterity or whatever here. I mean, he's nicknamed Flash for how quick he is, and he's barely above average. But okay, like, fair enough, it's fine. Social attributes, immediately. This character is fucked over. As we discussed yesterday, a man with basically no redeeming traits who has nonetheless managed to acquire a string of one-time-only ex-lovers, an ex-football star, somebody who gets by on charm, you would think this is going to be a very attractive guy, but no, only appearance 3. Even lower, manipulation 2. Average manipulation. That's the stat that you use for persuasion, for motivation, for negotiation. These are things that might be of use to Flash in, for example, sales, which is his job. But no, manipulation too. A salesman who is as persuasive as any other rando on the fucking street. All right. Intelligence 1. He's dumb. We know he's dumb. It's part of his character concept. It's fine. Talents. Athletics 4 with a specialty in football. He's very good at football. Makes sense. Brawl 3. Okay, I understand, like, as I talked about last time, his background doesn't necessarily imply lots and lots of fighting ability, but you need somebody in the group who can fight. He grew up on streets. He's an athletic character. It makes sense. If you're going to give anybody a bunch of brawl, it's going to be him, so fine. Dodge, 1 dot. Streetwise, 3 dots. So here's an area of competency. You know, you can't spend your childhood hanging out with drug dealers and running from the cops, and your adulthood sequentially fucking everybody who goes to clubs in Denver, and not kind of learn how it works out there. Subterfuge 2, this is the ability you use to lie, detect deception, conceal your true motives. It's not bad, but it's not good for someone who, again, is a professional salesman. Those are all Flash's talents, and they don't actually add up. You're supposed to have 13 dots of talents, which Flash does, but you can't use them on any dots above 3 in anything. And Flash spent one of them on his 4th dot in football. So he should have one more dot and have spent freebie points here, but he didn't. So okay, little minor rules tweak. Maybe the storyteller allowed Flash to put that extra dot in football because that's the character concept. Fine. Skills. Drive 2. He can drive a stick. Firearms 3. Okay, he's a very good shot. I think the implication here is that Flash would have learned these firearm skills when he was out surviving by himself on streets as like a preteen, hanging out with gangs and fences and stuff. Melee 1 dot. He can kind of fight with a knife or whatever. Repair 1. He can kind of fix stuff around the house a little bit. Stealth 2. He is somewhat sneaky. Fair enough. Knowledges. Bureaucracy 2, Occult 1. You get 5 dots minimum in one of these categories. This is only 3. All he knows is a tiny, tiny bit of occult. Per Vampire First Edition, 1 dot of occult translates to, quote, student. You've dabbled but aren't in the know. So maybe he fucked around a couple times and got drunk and went to a haunted place in Denver and actually saw like a flicker of a ghost or heard a voice or something like that. Maybe he watched a documentary about cults. I don't, like, something like that. Represents 1/3 of his entire knowledge base as a human being. And then his only other knowledge is bureaucracy at 2 dots, which translates to, quote, college, understand power structures, who is really in control. So you can identify, like, who in an office is the person you need to talk to. Who's the decision maker here? Who's an important piece in this organization and who's not? That kind of thing. It's pretty useful. So I initially thought that Flash, this was a mistake. He was just short of knowledge points. But no, in fact, they're down at the bottom of the character sheet under other traits. He has what may or may not be a secondary knowledge, but it's a knowledge that is not on the regular list. History. That was what he studied in school. He's got the history knowledge at 2 points. That accounts for the remaining 2 dots of knowledges he has. Flash does have an extra discipline dot. in addition to the three that you would normally start with. He's got Celerity 1, Potence 2, Presence 1. The likability aspect of Presence might be kind of useful for Flash. The main mechanical use of Presence 1 in Vampire First Edition is to intimidate people by baring your fangs. But unfortunately, Flash has no intimidation ability, so he's not going to get a ton out of Presence 1. But Potence 2 and Celerity 1 are good for a fighter. He is strong and he is fast. From here on out, Flash is very unexceptional. Except for Contacts 3, which again, is the highest level of contacts in the group. Either street criminals or people he's slept with, depending on which part of his profile you read. Probably the intent is that these are his criminal contacts. Other than that, he's got Fame 1, which is like a level of fame. Most people don't recognize him, but some do from his football days. And then Resources 1, which means he's got a tiny bit of money. He's not like literally penniless, but he is poor. He's got a good amount of courage, good amount of willpower. And there you have it. That's Flash Simpson. Depending on whether you think that Flash needed to spend freebie points to get his fourth dot of athletics with the football specialty, or whether the storyteller is just like, oh, it's your 13th dot, but you can put it in football because you're a football guy, Flash underspent by 1 to 3 freebie points. Definitely not all the points allotted for character creation were spent on Flash, which normally would be a small mistake, but given that his best friend is Teresa, who overspent by 28 points, and the fact that Flash is glaringly missing appropriate assets that he could have that would help him a lot, either in his daily life or in his role as a vampire, it does seem egregious. I think it's the dumbest thing in this page that Flash is missing very obvious and in some cases essential abilities that he needs to have while coming in under budget on character creation. You know, he could have a dot of intimidation so he can use his presence effectively. That's in the budget. He could have another dot of subterfuge to make him more competent. Notice that he has no empathy. Remember on the previous page when it said he has an ability to know what people want? No, he fucking doesn't. He has no empathy. Perception 2 and no empathy. Manipulation 2 and no empathy. Mechanically, canonically, mathematically, Flash Simpson does not fucking understand people and what they want. So you could have put the dot there. Could have put it in Dodge and given him 2 dots of that, since he did get his nickname for evading policemen and opposing linemen on a football field. You could have put it in Computer, since he does sell computers for a living and like literally doesn't know the first thing about how a computer works. Like, cannot speak knowledgeably at all, probably can't turn a computer on. And yet he's got these dots sitting here that could have been spent on like one meager dot. Just the ability to distinguish between what is and is not a computer, I think would be helpful as a salesman. You don't want to find out that you've been trying to sell someone a microwave. You lose a lot of credibility. These dots that were just left on the table can buy backgrounds too. Flash has Resources 1. That means that he has an apartment. He might have a motorcycle. If liquidated, he would be worth, in modern terms, a little over $2,000. And he is the 1/3 owner of a computer consulting firm. I mean, if we take it that the contacts are like drug dealers and fences and stuff, he doesn't even have any dots of allies. You could have spent those dots on allies. What about all the people he fucked? These are dozens or hundreds of people, each of whom he fucked for several minutes. That you put it together, that's a lot of work, but he has nothing to show for it. No dots of allies. And one more thing. I named all those different abilities that Flash could have and it would be very useful for him to have with the like 2 or 3 extra dots he's got that whoever created him didn't spend from his budget. They also spent 2 dots specifically to raise his humanity to 7, despite the fact that his profile describes him as amoral and probably the most likely in the group, aside from Marcus, to start killing people, the most likely to start a regular diet of human blood to start attacking people and acting like a vampire. 2 of his precious freebie points are spent on raising his humanity to a level that he will lose as soon as that happens. To raise the humanity of a person described in his profile as amoral. If you hadn't spent those 2 points, now you got 5 points. You could raise his physical stat. You could raise his fucking appearance to 4 to explain how he's pulling this endless succession of hapless clubgoers. It's just the dumbest thing on this page is simply that Flash Simpson is fucking starving for things to be good at. And not only did he not get extra help in the form of bonus freebie points the way that Teresa did, he didn't even get his full ration. This may have something to do with the fact that Flash is, as his profile says in its first sentence, essentially a stereotypical college football player, a jock. And the author of this game may have had certain sympathies in the struggle between nerd and jock that was raging throughout the 80s and 90s. So join me tomorrow for a character who may fare slightly better in this book when we discuss confirmed nerd vampire Marcus Smith Kearns on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Social media was never healthy and is now dying, so if you want to contact me, you can email me. I am megadumbcast@gmail.com. This season's theme song is Suck City by Black Math, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/black_math. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.